where Milford comes for news and talk.
The Lisa Wexler Show.
Now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Inside, we all need the same thing.
One act of kindness in public will affect everyone around you.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show today. And welcome to our weekly Kindness of Strangers time, where we share exactly that. When a stranger was kind to you, or you were kind to a stranger. I actually want to begin with a story, a local story that just happened 3 days ago in our own community, where 26-year-old Victor Garcia of Norwalk was pronounced dead at a hospital after being pulled from the waters at Candlewood Shores Beach in New Milford late Monday afternoon, because he died trying to help save children from drowning in Candlewood Lake. The children were ultimately saved by someone else, but he was trying to save a 10-year-old girl and his own son. I think his son was about six. They were brought to shore by others, and they weren't seriously injured. But Mr. Garcia was, and he was not just seriously injured. He died, and he died trying to save the lives of others. And the ultimate expression of the kindness of strangers, the ultimate. But I wanted to honor him and honor that because we have talked about water safety. We are still not quite through summer, even though Labor Day has passed. The weather is warm enough and people are still swimming. And my own story of the kindness of strangers begins with the fact that I was saved from drowning by a stranger that I will never know, who never identified himself to me. But I was swimming in Cape Cod with my son, who was nine at the time. He was not a baby. He was nine. But he wasn't a confident swimmer. And he was a strong little boy. And I made the mistake of swimming with him into a part of the water where I couldn't touch my toes. And he obviously couldn't touch. And he grabbed me around the neck so hard, pulling me down so hard, because he was frightened because he couldn't touch, and I was his mommy, and I was supposed to be able to stand on firm ground, and I couldn't stand. And I panicked. And when I panicked, I started to laugh. A nervous laughter, a hysterical nervous laughter, like Mary Tyler Moore did in The Funeral of Chucky the Clown. Hysterical laughter, which comes over me, by the way. And I start to laugh and scream help at the same time. My husband is on the shore with 2.5-year-old Joanna, sleeping like, I mean, just sleeping, okay? Sleeping like, you know, like just like an animal on the shore, just out cold. Doesn't hear me, doesn't know anything. Joanna's a little one. She's out cold too. They're under a tree. Nobody hears me except some stranger on the shore. And he must have seen me flailing. He swam in a second and a half. He was with me. He pulled me to shore safely. I thanked him, I thanked him, I thanked him. His face is a blur to me. In a nanosecond, he was gone. He was back on the shore. Don't even think about it. You don't even need to know my name. What's your name? Can I? No, nothing. He went back to doing his thing at the Cape that day as if it was no big deal. It was a very big deal. It was a very big deal. To this day, I know that I would have drowned had he not swum in from shore. So now we can go to your calls, 203-333-9422, as we talk about the kindness of strangers. Andrew, who do we have up? Sarah from Stratford. Sarah, are you becoming a regular? Are you becoming a regular? Good morning, Sarah.
I think I'm posting for your job. Is that okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead,
please,
Sarah.
I'm
what
honest,
is your story?
Right?
Well, you have great stories, Sarah. Your story of the dress is one of my absolute favorites.
Well, maybe this one will be then. Okay, my husband and I were going to Florida to visit my daughter and the grandkids, and it was actually going to be my third airplane ride, and I was a little bit hesitating, but I know once I got on the plane, I'd be fine. So we got to the airport, everything was fine, and we got on the plane, and the pilot said, clear weather in Tampa, we'll be there by 9-something, and buckle your seatbelts, and away we went to taxi to the takeoff. And as we were going there, I turned to my husband and I said, there's something wrong with this plane. He says, why? I says, because it doesn't sound right. And he said, when did you become an airplane garage mechanic? I said, I said, you have two hearing aids, but I know there's something wrong because I can feel it. So we got there, the taxi, and it was 20 minutes or so. And finally the pilot said, we have to turn around. But it's a minor thing, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Don't get off the plane. He taxied back to the runway, and it was like 20 minutes. Now he says, it's a little bit longer, but he said, you can get off to stretch your legs. Excuse me, don't go away, and we'll be ready. So we got off the plane, and as we're in this area waiting, I could see to the side of me, big window, it was the airplane garage. And the man, two mechanics were on a piece of canvas. There was a big roll of wire, spool of that, and there was a big roll of duct tape. And I said to my husband, wait a minute, is that how they're repairing this plane? He says to me, they know what they're doing. So I'm watching them, and they're cutting the wire, they're cutting, going under the plane. I said to him, I'm not going to get on the plane. Definitely, it's dangerous.
Wow.
Well, he said, I'm going. And I started to cry. I said, well, I'm not going to get on the plane. So he said, we'll see. So then they announced for us to get back on the plane. So we got on the plane, and there was a couple in the back of us. And as I came to the plane doorway, I stepped to the side and put my two hands on the plane, which I ordinarily do anyway in a building. And I asked God for travel mercy to bless and protect all the passengers. Silently, nobody knew I was praying. And the people in back said to my husband, he says, you could go ahead of her. And they said, oh, no, we'll wait. And he said, I don't know how long you're going to wait, because she's praying over the plane. They started to giggle. They were a young couple, and they made a funny face at me, and they got on the plane. Now, I'm so upset because I really don't want to be on this plane. And my husband says, it's okay now. Two men got on with clipboards, and now 10, 15 minutes, they announced the plane was not fit to travel, but there was two planes that could accommodate us. Don't run. There's more than enough seats. Thank you for traveling, ATA or something. And people started to clap, and they were screaming. And this lady that was laughing at me, she gets up, and she says, wait a minute, everybody, wait a minute. You see that lady down there in the blue jacket? You know what she did? She put her hands on the plane, and she was praying for us. She saved us. And they're clapping. Aww. Stand up. My husband says, you got to stand up. And they're saying, thank you. I said, no, everybody, thank God. And he looked at me, and he says, that's my Sarah. That's my. I got off the plane.
Oh,
people
Sarah.
Were. I said, please don't thank me. I just asked God for travel mercy. So, from a person that was laughing at me 5 minutes ago, all of a sudden she's running over to me and I thank you. And it was so wonderful to you to do. A stranger didn't become a stranger anymore. She says, I'll never forget this event. And
wow.
That's the end of the story.
Wow, Sarah. You have great stories, I got to say. So, you really. That's interesting. But luckily, right, somebody else was also watching over you because should never have flown. That
there
plane never
no
should have flown.
There is no doubt at all. I do my thing, I said to Frank. I do it, and I didn't interfere with anybody. Nobody knew. No one would have known about it, only that they said they'd wait for me. And he says, I don't know how long she's going to be because she's praying over the plane. Well, they started to giggle, and they looked at me like, now we got a nut on the plane. It'd be worse than the bomber. I mean, they just looked at me terribly that there was something wrong with me. But in the end,
thank
I wasn't
you, Sarah.
Such a bad lady.
No, you're not a bad lady. Oh, I'm so glad you called. Thank you, Sarah. That's Sarah
okay,
from
God
Stratford.
Bless you. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. We're talking about the kindness of strangers. We're thinking a little bit about 911, 203-333-9422. Tomorrow's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Can you think of a story that you want to share about how a stranger was kind to you 20 years ago? What happened to you as you were walking around? Did somebody help you? Did somebody express something out of nowhere that you now remember 20 years later? I bet if you search your mind, you'll think about it. I'm sure that it's true. 203-333-9422. All right, we're going to come back with more stories when we return. I'm Lisa Wexler on a beautiful Friday, September 10th. We'll be right back.